Over 100 years ago, German missionaries travelling across Australia encountered several Aboriginal communities in the centre of the continent and spent 3 years teaching them German hymns and music to translate into their local language. 2015, their descendants travelled across Germany to perform these hymns in their own language and pass on their musical knowledge back to the German people. The events of this tour will be portrayed in the documentary The Songkeepers, opening in cinemas on the 19th of April. Kevin Suarez has more.
Music has played a significant role in many communities around the world in the 19th century due to how they can convey messages and knowledge from generation to generation. For one group of Aboriginal Australians in the 1880s, they were inspired by an expedition of German missionaries to translate their hymns into the local language and add their own meanings to the songs. In 2015, the Central Australian Aboriginal Women's Choir toured Germany to reintroduce their music back to the German people. The documentary The Songkeepers details their tour of Germany. So how did many of their songs last over 100 years? Choir Master Morris Stewart explains.
The way they put it is that these songs were transmitted to their parents and grandparents. Obviously, they found both the songs and the story and the faith, something that they could adopt and adapt. And those grandparents have handed it on to their children and their children's children. And the women would say, these songs were handed to our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, but now they're our songs. They're as much part of our identity as other music that we have.
Naina Sen is the director of the documentary and detailed how she first was inspired to make the film.
I actually first heard about the choir on a flight from Melbourne to Alice Springs, and a woman sitting next to me on the plane told me about the choir, just because we were talking about my work as a documentary filmmaker. And I guess I was immediately intrigued by them because, you know, the thought of Aboriginal choral music had never really occurred to me. It's not really something I'd ever thought of. So, you know, the spectrum of Aboriginal music that I'd been exposed to till that point, because I'd worked a lot up in the top end in Northeast Arnhem Land for about 7 years before that.
After meeting the group, she realised how much potential there was in sharing this story with an audience.
So the more I got to know the women, the more layered I realised the story was. You know, of course, there was this incredible adventure and this tour that they were going to embark on. But then there was this incredibly complex history of the call of choral music in the desert and the women's own journeys and the women's own stories.
Why would the choir take music back to where it originated if the Germans also had the culture of sharing songs with others? Mr. Stewart explains.
When they took it back to Germany in 2015, many German people wouldn't have recognised this music because it has been even lost within the German tradition, a lot of it. It was like a faded memory, and they're probably the only keepers of this particular tradition.
The tour was an idea the German people appreciated, says Mr. Stewart.
The audience reaction was electric. You know, audiences just went off like a firecracker. They appreciated the presence of the women, the work they were doing, and the music that they were presenting. They also appreciated the opportunity to be reminded of a tradition that in many instances was fading in Germany. Not totally, but, you know, there are elements of it that were fading. But also to see the resilience and the strength of these women who were proud of their language and cultures. One of the women put it this way, and you'll see it in the film, we want people to know that we still have our language and our culture and that they're both strong.